Good afternoon and welcome back to the programme. Alexander, can you give out the text message number and details once again for a little survey?
We're running a little experimental survey because we're playing with Textello, who are one of the Social Media Day people, Give It Forward people, and Textello has very kindly put a survey together for us. So you can actually answer the survey questions by texting 4123 with the message Send Dubai. That'll then send you back a menu, and you can pick the options from the menu, which really tell us about where and when you listen to Unwired. And it costs nothing. It's free, people.
So 4123, text in Send Dubai.
Yep.
Anything happening?
Yep.
Let's leave it for a little bit longer and then we'll come back. But this is, as you said, we're talking, I said, about UAE Social Media Day. It's in its third year. And Mita is with us, who is, in fact, is the organiser. And you were saying it must have grown. I mean, 3 years is, it's a relatively short amount of time, but it's you know, so much has happened within that time, especially with regards to social media and all these various different things. How have you seen it change?
I've just seen the different kinds of people actually attend. I mean, in the last couple of years, of course, we've had like a lot of this. This year, we won't have any of the bakers and the social, the guys in the home businesses, because, of course, there's food stuff and stuff, problems with Arjan. You know, in a hotel, they have all kinds of rules and regulations. We can't bring outside food in.
Well, hang on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what Toffee Princess is there?
Yeah, she's there, but she's not selling it.
No Toffee?
No. She's got 30 packs of Toffee to give away. So
it's one got Alexander's
early.
Now
just
we're
get
talking.
It early, and you can get a pack.
Has it got Alexander's? I thought you weren't into sweets and things.
Toffee Princess.
Toffee Princess is
have
different.
You ever met Toffee Princess?
I think I might have, actually.
And the Toffee?
Is it like just tablets?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And she's a stunner. She makes the most amazing flavours. And it's always, yes.
I mean,
it's
my camel milk ones.
No, really?
Yeah, yes. It's my sweet treat.
You guys have to stop talking about food.
I can't help it. It's lunchtime.
I can just see Siobhan, a little brain clicking over. If I get her on the show, we'll get some toffee.
She probably will bring some toffee.
Mohammed's coming back, aren't you?
There you go.
Some wild
and cupcakes is what
Magic
I want.
Juice for
him. So anyway, sorry to be interrupted, but Mita, yes. How has it changed? Yeah. So no food, etc.
So no food this time, but we still get about 250, 300 people, and they come all over the time. You know, during the time between 7 and 10, and I think probably the maximum number of people are between 7:30 and about 9:30. And we get people coming all the way from Abu Dhabi as well. Of course, Sharjah's given. I mean, a lot of them are there.
So how much of it is formal activity and how much of it is just people wanting to get together, chill out, share information, chat?
There is no formal activity. The only thing is that all the ones who are going paying it forward, they're probably going to get up and get about 60 seconds to do a quick pitch about what they're going to give away, so that people understand and they can book whatever they want. And that's it. Everything else is networking.
I was going to say, so it's kind of like a networking event where people just introduce themselves.
It's just like a giant tweet-up.
Right. And do you have to have a business already, or can you go just to sort of meet businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to have a business to go. It's for anyone who's on social media. I'm just trying to highlight the smaller businesses, because this is their opportunity to meet everybody else in the team, in the community, talk to people who are like-minded, pick someone else's brains, whatever.
But to be fair, the small businesses have also been a lot more nimble, in my humble opinion, in using social media than many of the big brands we've seen trying to.
Yeah, because the whole decision-making process is a lot easier and a lot faster as well.
Well, let's bring in Huda, actually, who is the managing partner with Glow Skies. Good afternoon to you once again. How have you used social media with your company?
The way I started is with social media. So the way everybody knows Glow Skies is through social media, through Facebook, through Twitter, through LinkedIn, through YouTube.
Was that before you were actually officially established then? Did you sort of put it out there as an idea?
No, I didn't do what Walpita did. Yeah, so what I did is set up the company and then start the conversation with people. So, and then get everybody involved during
keyword
the whole
conversation.
Conversation, exactly. Because it's all about conversation, interacting with people. It's not feeding information to the customer. It's more of, let's interact and talk and see what you think. This is what I think, and we're sharing information. So yes, it is about the conversation.
And how did you build up your clients? I mean, did you have specific ways and means to do that? Did you know how to do it, or did you seek advice from people?
My background is events and communication, so a lot of my clients are part of that industry anyway. Right. I did have my own list of contacts to start, but also through like the B2C clients were established established mainly through social media, through Facebook page, when people interacted and they came and they asked questions, and they were able to get information of where to find the lanterns and so on and so forth, through Twitter. And what's really nice is a lot of people would share pictures of them lighting lanterns at their different special events and post them on Twitter and Facebook and then share them with the community. And that builds up because everybody else is looking at that and they're sharing it. And then they're like, okay, this is interesting. We want to have this too. We want to share these special moments as well. So it's quite nice that everybody's involved in that sense.
Yeah. And was it always international? Did you start very much locally with your contacts? And then how did it get? Has it actually gone international? I didn't ask you that.
Dubai is interesting in that sense. It is a hub. Mm. So if I'm dealing with event organizers or wedding planners and so on and so forth here, I'm actually also catering to the region, because a lot of people, a lot of companies organize events around the region as well. I have received a lot of inquiries and from abroad, outside the region. I ship a lot to Jordan, to Lebanon, to recently like to Oman, to Kuwait, to Saudi, within the region. Quite established. But what's interesting, because I've never marketed outside the region, but I've already sent to I've had inquiries from Madrid, for example. I've sent to France, I've sent to the UK, I've had inquiries from abroad, I've sent to chips and lanterns to India. So it's quite interesting that these people found me. And it's only through social media.
It's fantastic. I mean, and did you actually advertise, or was it just through your network?
So
you've never spent money on that?
No.
Amazing.
I used to work for an advertising agency, which is sort of a conflict. I'm supposed to be more into advertising, but what I've focused on is social media. And this is the way we like establish the business. Mm.
So, Hoda, you mentioned very, very strong word of mouth. Do you think that word of mouth would have been as strong if you weren't using social media? Has social media made it faster or more powerful? How has it worked? Because word of mouth has always been a great sales mechanism.
It is. See, in my opinion, the difference between advertising, like having an ad, a paid ad in a magazine, is you're telling people, you're feeding people information. That is not as credible as a third party coming and talking about your product. Third party who has nothing to do with your company, who are happy customers, you didn't pay them, you didn't feed them the information, they're just talking about you and your products. That, to me, is a lot more credible than putting an ad in a magazine.
You know, that's very true. I mean, I find that even on Mashable, I will not click on the links that are paid for, but I'd just click on the ones that aren't. So it's I don't know what psychological thing is behind that. Maybe we can.
I mean, this is interesting. Well, I know it's very small, obviously, but I mean, could this be sort of ringing the death knell of sort of very high expensive paid for advertising?
Oh yeah,
in the
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in spades with knobs on.
I think. I mean, now they're like scrambling to try and find other.
But I'm wondering which ones work on because I mean I would suppose that some of the biggest spenders of advertising would, in particularly in sort of the glossy magazines, would be retail
and high end. One of the things that's happening with advertising is this turns it on its head. You know, advertisers used to believe they had the right to disrupt us, and now if you disrupt somebody, they're going to slap you back and hard, particularly online. So if I'm looking at a screen of information or clicking on a link, and you pop up and obscure my screen, you've caused a very unhappy person right there and then. So that's now moving into our daily lives. Your ability to disrupt me in my daily life is much less. I'm a much more aware consumer, and I'm not putting up with it. I don't have to put up with it online. Why do I have to put up with it in my daily life?
Do you think that sort of then these, as I said, these more luxury high-end retailers, you'll see a lot more of them on social media? Because I mean, I know it's a one-off story, it seems, but who was it? The company, is it
LVMH?
No, it was a motor car company.
Chevrolet did a very interesting campaign.
No, that one company, they actually took themselves off of Facebook.
Oh, is that right?
GM, was it?
GM.
No wonder we haven't heard of them.
Sorry.
No,
it's LG, no. GM, yeah.
GM stopped Facebook advertising.
That's correct, yeah. And they were saying because it just wasn't focused at their sort of client
but
base.
But they're still on Facebook. So, they're still using
they're on Facebook, but not at advertising.
Yeah,
in terms
cheap.
Of the sideline advertising. But LVMH is interesting because the approach that you're seeing now more often is they're creating apps that supposedly engage their consumers. And today I was looking at one that they've created, How to Pack Your Bag app, which I don't know how
doing?
Many people have a problem, but I mean, it's just like this nifty, nice music and whatever.
But
to show
but
you
it
how
looks
to pack
good,
your bag.
It feels good.
You're also seeing missteps from those brands. I mean, Verve Clicquot, I found his Twitter a few weeks ago saying, win a Verve Clicquot umbrella. I don't want a vertically umbrella. Yeah. I don't see what the value of it is. And you're really behaving like the man again. You're just saying, here you are, little person. Here's something I can give you to reward you for retweeting me. No, I'm not playing that game. The people's attitudes towards brand has changed. I know that's something that Muhammad feels very strongly about as well.
Do you think? I mean, I don't know. I still think there's a mentality, though, for people. Oh, it's free. Let's have a go. It might not necessarily.
Even if you don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Even if you're not interested, you don't drink, you don't like the brand, I might win something. That's happening.
No, it depends on the brand as well. I mean, I just because it's free, you just won't do it. It has to be somebody that you sort of feel and you think, okay, I'm going to encourage this because it's something I will use and I am interested in. Then I will click on it or take part in it.
Yeah, and I find cause marketing is the best way to go. There's so many causes out there that are very worthy. You know, use those dollars that you have to spare to actually promote those causes in
so it's indirect marketing, basically.
Yeah,
very much so. I mean, marketers have to become indirect. If you look at the greatest business model online, it's Google. Google doesn't make a penny out of you, they make it down the line.
We must take another quick break. We'll continue the conversation, though. Do join us if you'd like to do so on 4001. And Judy, hopefully you've got some news for us when we come back as well.
Certainly.
Good. Keep texting in if you want to. 4123, that's the text message number. And send Dubai.
Send Dubai.
to 4123. And it's just a little quiz that we've got going today. Actually, let me just clarify very quickly with you, Judy. Anyone who's texting in are not going to be spammed back, and because some people I know will be fearful of that.
No, we don't
like
spam.
You've got our mobile. What are you going to do with it? Promise me that's not going to happen.
No.
Okay.